go on a Friday. It's Mr. Relevant. I'm Alex Strope with you from the Gruber Law Offices, One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Josh DiMaggio is here as well. Pandemonium has struck everywhere in Wisconsin. We are having major technical difficulties, which involved a really annoying echo anytime I said anything. So Josh back there, he hates me to begin with. And then all of a sudden he heard me saying something on a loop that would was like an infinite loop. So it would start and then it would continue to ramp up faster. And Josh is in his own personal hell. But good to be with you on a Friday. Josh, are you good?
Yeah, I mean, as good as I can be.
All right.
Nothing could be worse than hearing Stroll forever.
That's true. You want to do me a favor?
No.
Can you at least do it, though?
No.
Okay. You want to call Colin Russo for me? We're supposed to have Colin Russo on from ESPN 106.3 in West Palm Beach, Florida, formerly of ESPN Madison. We used to do Colin Russo Fridays on this program all the time. He's a Jaguars fan. He's chaotic. We love him. It's Friday. I need some Friday energy, especially after this start. Want to get in at some point to the Packers defense. A lot of staff changes, right? Anthony Campanile now taking the Jaguars defensive coordinator position. The Packers have hired a new D-line coach. I'm holding out a lot of hope on the Packers defense. Like, I think this is a unit that can evolve and get really good. And continue to be very good in 2025. Also want to get to some Grammy comparisons. I'm going to compare some athletes to Grammy-nominated artists a bit later, so that'll be really good. But I want to start with our good friend Colin Russo, who's going to join us in just a moment. All right, let's bring him in. I mean, this has been a complete-ass show to start anyway. Colin, good day. How you doing?
What's going on? So I was expecting a nice little video call. I was expecting to see your pretty face over
Thank
at the
you.
Google Law Offices, studios, whatever you call it nowadays. And I was expecting to have some fun here, but now I'm over the telephone. Josh DiMaggio's in play. Hunter Vaughn, we have no idea where Hunter Vaughn is. So what's going on here?
Yeah, the long and short of it is the technology we usually rely on to get this program on the air is not working. I mean, that's
wow.
Yeah, so that's the good stuff. How you doing?
Whose fault is this? Is this Hunter's fault?
You know what? I think I'm actually going to say it's nobody's fault, Colin. I don't think there's anybody to blame here. I know that's the boring and PC answer for me, but that's the truth. I mean, that's just how I view it.
All right, that's fine. I'll blame Hunter, but you can blame nobody. That's fine.
So now I have a bone to pick with you, per usual.
Okay.
So whenever I call you and say, "Hey, man, I would love for you to jump on Mr. Relevant," usually it's just like, "Yeah, let's do it. I'm gonna bring some goofy takes. I'm gonna tell you about my life. I'm gonna give you an update on my dating life, all that good stuff." But instead, today you said, "Hey, man, I've only got like 10 minutes for you."
Yeah, sorry, Strophy. Some of us work for a living and have to do some things and get busy. Listen. My schedule is getting filled up, and I'm squeezing you in. How's that?
Yeah, that's fine. Colin, you are what? 22 years old?
22.
Yeah, a young, wide-eyed, young professional, 22 years old, Colin Russo, co-host of Russo and Rizzo on 106.3, ESPN 106.3 down there in West Palm Beach, Florida. So what is preventing you from hanging out with me past 2 p.m. Eastern time?
So, Strope, we used to work together. So
we did.
I used to be the part-timer in the room. But the folks down here at ESPN West Palm, I had a bright idea to get me involved in management. And what do I mean by that? The internship coordinator. They need somebody to make sure the interns know what they're doing, are well-trained, are organized, are properly hired. And they said, what better idea than to get Colin Russo on the case? That's what they're doing.
Okay, so you just completely gave me two sentences that could, like, contradictory sentences in a row. You said, some of us work for a living, and then follow that up with, yeah, I'm in charge of the interns now. Do they realize how crappy of an idea that is?
Hold on. The first time that it was come to my attention, my boss down here, Brian Rowitz, came up to me saying, how about running the intern? Do you have any interest in doing the internship coordination? And of course, I was like, listen, if you need me to do it, I'm happy to do it. I'm like, are you sure? Hey, is this the right dude? Are we sure about this? And this is me coming in with a little bit of hesitation.
Well, I feel like I need to give a little context here. I need to give a little context here. So Colin graduated this past May from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, very prestigious university who accepts clowns like Colin. Colin, when we had interns at ESPN Madison, you were like friends with them. Like, you'd be boozing with the interns on the weekend. So you're telling me 7 months later, they viewed you with all this personal growth and all this maturity all of a sudden, that you could go from, you know, 7 months ago boozing with the interns on the weekend to now you are their boss?
Strove, now I'm at the cocktail bar. I'm sipping on a glass of wine.
Sure.
I got a candle lit. That's me now. I have graduated,
wow,
my friend. From the days over at Mondays on State Street. Now, I'm sitting there with a suit and tie with a, you know, the feet kicked up.
Well, Josh
DiMaggio knows what I'm talking about. You know, it's more buttoned up, if you will. How's that?
You became internship coordinator and you started wearing better clothes?
Brother, he still doesn't wear collared shirts. I don't know who he's trying to fool right now.
I could see him.
Stroke thought it was so funny with my wardrobe.
You owned four T-shirts.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I still have them. I still have my Fjord Fish Market shirt, my Beijing Olympic shirt. I still have that, my Seaside shirt. Stroke, you were a fan of that one. And there was another one.
Did you go grown-up clothes shopping once you took on the full-time role and then, hence, after that, manager?
Well, Joshy, I have about three or four Yukon polos, so those are well in the rotation.
Yeah,
so
uh-huh.
I got those that are my Monday through Thursday, and then I got a smattering of about three to four other shirts that I can mix in on Fridays there.
What happened to my favorite shirt that anybody's ever owned, and it happened to be your shirt, was the David Robinson retirement shirt that said Adios Amigo and made it look like he was dead? You still own that one?
The obituary shirt? Yeah, I still have that. It's okay. Down here. I don't wear it to the office. I haven't worn it yet. Speaking of that trophy, I haven't worn that yet to the office. Maybe I'll do that and throw a wrench in the mix here.
Yeah, nothing will say this guy's a manager quite like R.I.P. David Robinson, who's still alive and well. Anthony Capanelli is the new defensive coordinator of the Jags. How you feeling?
So, first off, I saw a couple videos of him talking in position group meetings, and this guy is as Italian as it gets, and I absolutely love it. This guy should be running a pizzeria. And he's sitting there yelling at linebackers to embrace the rage and everything like that. I didn't know much about him, admittedly, but I know Jeff Hafley did a good job with that defense. I know there was a lot of positives to be taken out, especially within that front seven. So, and from you tell me, this is close to a home run hire as you could possibly get. Am I wrong?
I mean, I would feel pretty good about it if I was you, right? Like, this guy came in last year, and everybody was buzzing about how intense he was. You bring up the Italian background. Like, I think that really came through. But also, working with, number one, the linebackers, right? Edgerrin Cooper had a superstar rise his rookie season under Anthony Campanile, winning Defensive Player of the Week two times, you know, playing less than 60% of the defensive snaps in each of those weeks. But yeah, and then obviously he was the run game coordinator. So the Packers, one of the better run defenses in all of the National Football League a year ago. So from what I could tell from a one-year sample size, Colin, the Jaguars hit a home run. Now, do you view them as hitting a home run with their goofy-ass head coach who stabbed his former team in the back and doesn't know how to properly pronounce Duval?
Hold on. So first things first, let's establish how he got there. Yeah. A little sleazy, a little backstabby. I completely agree. Very strange. I encourage you to go read into the story.
But do we think that was sleazy once we found out that they basically were telling him he's not allowed to contact anyone and like his employment was contingent and his raise was contingent on him not talking to other teams?
Correct.
Like,
well, here's the problem.
That's improper business practices.
Well, both sides are wrong because Jacksonville did not adhere or finish off the Rooney Rule, and they had to get another minority candidate in the building for an in-person interview before they could set things in stone with Cohen. Cohen, on the other hand, wanted to keep the Tampa Bay offer that the owners, the Glazers, offered to him, which is the highest paid coordinator in football. They wanted to keep that on the table because that offer was also contingent on him not taking a second interview with Jacksonville. So instead of waiting 2 days where he needed to make a decision, he instead decided to sneak to Jacksonville overnight, go completely MIA, nobody knew where he was, take both interviews, tried to play both sides, and then eventually went with Jacksonville. It was not great. Poorly handled on both sides.
I stand with Liam.
I'm anti-Liam.
Hold on. Have you seen how Liam has interacted with some of these, with the players?
Yeah. I mean, he knew some guys that Christian Kirk knew. Great.
He's done a good job there. I thought he comes off as likable. He's a bit of an oddball. He's a bit of a strange head, but I think Andy Reid's like that. And I'm not saying this guy's Andy
Reid. Wait a minute. You can't compare Liam Cohen to Andy Reid.
Name one similarity.
Name one.
Offensive play caller. How's that? Reid is a goofy guy. And I think Cohen embodies that too. Instead of the fake tough guy routine that, like, you know, the Aaron Glenns of the world love running with, and they love coming in, oh, we're going to, you know, be taking necks and snatching names and all that garbage. Instead of that, there's a smell of authenticity when a guy like that comes in.
What's next?
Seriously.
Are you going to tell me they should rename the Lombardi the Liam Cohen Trophy? Is that what you're going to tell me next? Tell me how much like Lombardi this guy is. Go ahead.
First of all, I think he's going to relate to a player similarly to like how the great Vince Lombardi once did, because Vince Lombardi knew how to motivate. And I think instead of the run through a wall mentality that some of these defensive coaches like to run home with, and it honestly drives you crazy. I think Liam Cohen's going to go out of the different angle, and he's going to be the guy that is, you know how smart he is, you know how sharp he is. But he's going to be, I think, a very good hire for Jacksonville. I can't say how great, but one thing about him, too, he's a ladder climber. He hasn't been in one spot for more than 2 years his entire career. So you hope that this is the top of the ladder, but that makes me a little nervous as well.
You fired up about the Grammys?
The Grammys?
Yeah, that's right.
No, I'm into the Oscars more so. I'm a big movie guy more so than music. I don't even know what's nominated for the Grammys.
Does he listen to music at all?
Yeah, I listen to music, Joshy.
I mean,
you listen to music?
Yeah, a lot of it. I've seen your living room. It seems like it's just sports.
Did you see A Complete Unknown?
No.
You did not?
I don't even know what that is.
No.
What are you asking?
The Bob Dylan movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no.
Man, no shot. No shot.
Both of you didn't see it?
I've heard enough from Bob Dylan.
I don't need any more Bob Dylan information in my life.
Fair enough. I agree, but it's a good movie. You didn't see it?
You're a bit, well, no. You're,
this, Are you a Timmy
this,
C fan?
Yeah, this is the issue. His pops was out in Paris or something, chopping it up with Timmy C. Hobnobbing with Timmy Chalamet. And now Colin Russo is the world's biggest Timothy Chalamet fan. He's a fraud.
No. I wasn't even invited to that, number one. Number two, maybe if you guys over on KBN and Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, maybe if you guys did a little pro Bob Dylan on the show, maybe Timothy would have invited you guys out there to London to go hang out with him, but you guys didn't do that.
Was your father invited because he plays Bob Dylan on his program?
No, because he loved the movie.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys didn't watch it. All right, but point is, no, I'm not into the Grammys. I'll be into the Oscars in a couple weeks. And other than that, how's it? Let's flip this little second. How is it in Milwaukee right now? What's going on?
It's good. It's 48 degrees outside. Beautiful day here in downtown Milwaukee.
You wear short sleeves to the office?
No, but I didn't wear a jacket. Got that going for me.
You have a jacket.
I own several. Yes.
Okay, so you wore a jacket. Why is that notable? I don't understand.
I said I did not wear a jacket.
Oh, you did not wear a jacket. All right, I understand.
It's warm. It's a heat wave, Russo.
Josh, did you wear a jacket today?
Sure didn't. I wore my Carhartt vest, though.
Oh, Josh, do you still wear the flannels all the time?
Duh.
Wearing one right now.
Of course.
Josh, he's a good soul, you know that?
Hey, Colin, so South Florida lifestyle, you've been down there, what, about 5 months now. How's the Tinder game looking?
Uninvolved. How's that?
Trophy. Hinge?
I'm out of the game. I'm retired. I'm out of the game.
Oh, you have a girlfriend?
No.
He just gave up. He said no more. No mas.
Trophy, I'm retired.
What does that mean, Colin?
I'm out of the game.
Yeah. Once again, you already said that. What does that mean?
Focusing on his career.
I'm retired. It means I'm out of the game. I am not participating.
You're not. So you have no interest in finding your forever.
I'm not searching. Yes. How's that? I'm not searching.
Why?
Sounds exhausting.
Have you started wearing thong sandals yet?
You know what
yet?
I'm doing? You guys might get a kick out of this. You know what I'm doing? I don't know why, but I'm doing it. I've signed up a half Ironman.
What? Are you being paid to do it?
No.
That's bad.
I paid to do it.
Do you think you'll finish?
Yeah, because I'm signed up. I'm completing it. I joined a swimming team. This is what you'll like. I joined an adult swimming team. How's that?
What does that mean?
What?
Means me a couple times a week at around 5 in the morning, me and about 5 6-year-olds go to the local public pool and we swim laps together.
Dude, okay. What are you buddies with these guys?
So I joined about a week and a half ago because in light of this training that I'm going to have to do. I'm a good swimmer, but I've never been like a lap swimmer. So I joined this local team and I emailed them and they said just show up at 5 in the morning and we'll see you then. I'm like, all right. So I had my little free week and it's a bunch of, you know, the elderly, they get up early in the morning because for whatever reason. And number two, they love swimming because I think it's easier on the joints.
You got
it. So we're all there together swimming at first thing in the morning. It's still dark when I start, dark when I finish. And it's at this public pool and there's an NAIA school that practices right next to us as well. And they have a bunch of German swimmers. So I've been getting a bunch of tips from people from Germany and from the elderly community over in West Palm Beach.
When you say team now, is there any competition aspect or
yes.
It's just like
yes.
Bros?
There's a couple pro, like tournaments. I don't know what they do. Tournaments, meets, whatever they call
He's
it.
Got no clue.
I'm a week into it.
With both the swimming team and the Ironman, he has no idea what the hell they do.
He's just like, I want to
do something. This sounds fun.
He's still got his floaties on, the proverbial floaties. He's just figuring it out.
So I bought a bike, too, because I had to buy, you have to get a bike. And I bought a road bike.
What do you mean you got to get a bike?
This is a quarter life crisis. That's what we got going on right now.
It's not.
This is a crisis.
He's like, I moved to Florida on a whim. I have no hobbies. I got to go hang with the elderly. They'll guide me on my way.
So I bought a bike, and I have a little loop around where I live that it's like about three, four miles. And I was riding it this morning. And a car pulls up in front of me and like trying to pull into their, I don't know, little driveway condominium thing. And so I had to veer my bike out of the way, hit some grass. This road bike, thin tires, not built for the grass. It almost acted like a complete break. I was going pretty fast. Fly off of it. This is about 7:30 in the morning.
What?
Fly off of it, land on the pavement, have a helmet on, didn't hit my head. And I get up. You got to get up. You got to keep churning. Traffic's watching. Traffic got a front row seat to this whole thing. And there's about 7 or 8 cars that saw this whole ordeal. So I had to get up. I had to brush myself off. I was about halfway through my bike, and I finished. How's that, Joshy?
That's a grinder right there.
Don't you have management training to attend?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, so I got to – yeah, I do right now, actually. So I got to do the internship stuff, which should be a whole lot of fun. But management training, wow, that's a doozy. You should ask Brian D. about that. There's a lot of classes I do.
I think I'm good. I think I'm good. All right, we'll try this again in a couple weeks. Thanks, Colly.
Bye, guys. See ya.
I mean, that guy.
What the hell was that?
What do you mean you joined a swimming team with elderly people? What?
He goes – for whatever reason, the elderly like to get up early.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Probably because they go to bed at 7.
Right.
Yeah. It's 10 hours of sleep.
Did he just casually drop in? He got in a bike accident this morning?
Yeah, yeah. And now, mind you, I was doing other things and not fully listening. It was because he hit grass?
Yeah, yeah. The car was trying to pull in, so he veered into the grass, and it stopped him. He flew off onto the concrete.
I mean, that just doesn't seem like that's something that happens.
So the thing I love about him is he's just a trip, dude. Like, I have no... He'll call me, I don't know, maybe once or twice a month, just out of the blue, just to catch up. I never know what he's going to say.
Yeah, his life feels like it is in... It is between separate chaoses at all times. He is going from one chaos to the next, and he doesn't view it as chaos. The rest of us are all like, what are you doing?
How? Why?
I mean, he joined a swim team with elderly people to do a half Ironman. For what reason?
I got nothing, Joshy.
He's retired from dating? He's like, what is he, 23?
He's 22.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean you're retired? You can't retire.
Your game hasn't even begun, bro.
Also, I want to try something here. I think sure. Hunter might be able to join us.
Okay. Sure.
Hunter, can you speak?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey.
All right, Hunter's back. Were you able to hear that?
Yep. Yeah, I was. I'm in a bad mood now.
What's wrong?
I mean, and Colin's just an idiot. Like, there's so many different levels of him being an idiot. We'd be here all day. Like, retiring from dating, you're that beat down by the ladies already. Like, that's pathetic.
He's the best. All right, we'll try that again in a few weeks. So, Hunter, what did you break something? Was it your fault?
I'm just an idiot. That's all I want to leave it at. It's stuff that we don't need to get into. I will tell you off air, but I'm literally the dumbest human being alive.
So
this was 100% on me. I will own it, but I'm a complete and utter idiot, and I'm really, really mad at myself.
All right.
Well, neither of us are as mad at you as you are yourself.
Correct. I'm not mad at you one bit. I'm mad at you one bit. All good. All good. Well, good to have Hunter back in. Good to have Joshy back in.
This also isn't your primary job, so I literally have one job, and I failed to do it today. So, yeah.
Hey, we got about 300 more of these coming up, buddy.
I mean, dude, what do you want me to do here? We've been on the air for 20 minutes. We've had Colin Russo swimming with the elderly and getting into bike accidents. And now we've got Hunter, who I think I have to, like, cheer up right now. Like, I can't roll on without acknowledging this. Hunter, it's all right, man. It's going to be all right.
I know. I'm just very upset with myself.
All right.
It was a very simple and obvious mistake. That's all.
Okay. All right. All good. All good. Everybody's fine. Hey, Joshy, how about that Packers defense? You feeling good about the trajectory they're on despite some of the changes, right? They bring in a new defensive line coach. Obviously, now their linebackers coach out to Jacksonville. They will need to replace him. But I'm still incredibly excited. Now, a big opportunity for whoever that linebackers coach is going to be to continue to elevate a guy like Edron Cooper and unlock, if you will, Quay Walker, if it's still possible, right? Like, we saw some nice flashes from him, but also still some behavior and plays and questionable decision making by Quay Walker. But a huge opportunity for whoever this new linebackers coach will be, who replaces Anthony Campanile, to help this trajectory of the defense continue to go up like it did this year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a zero in terms of mattering of Campanile. Obviously, somebody like that on your defense, who's now a defensive coordinator, is an asset and a good thing. I don't know how much success of Edron Cooper's success I would attribute to him specifically, but he certainly helped. I mean, I feel like we got the best in Green Bay. We got the best linebacker play we've seen in many, many years. And a lot of that might just be an influx of talent that was not there before. But I do like the defensive line hiring of the former Patriots defensive coordinator. There are some glowing quotes from Bill Belichick, who doesn't really do much of that, about him. So having another guy who's done more than just the D-line and, you know, held a bigger spot, I think is also a good value to the team. Also gives you more hope that hopefully those guys you saw underperform, which basically every single person on the defensive line underperformed last year, that if they even get back to 2 years ago, that is a massive upgrade without adding any talent, which I don't know if that's going to be the fact. But when it comes to start of the season, but it is going to be a benefit to them. It does look like that a hire is going to be internal.
Yeah,
though.
It does. Yeah. Which is a good thing,
I think. The linebackers coach.
But, yeah, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah, it's a guy he knows and was at BC with.
Yeah. I like it. Packers are planning to hire Patriots defensive coordinator, a former Patriots defensive coordinator, Marcus Covington, by the way, going to be their new defensive line coach. And hopefully he has an impact on that pass rush, right? Like, that was the huge shortcoming for a defense that made massive improvements in 2024, was they just couldn't get after the quarterback. And obviously that is so important. The football we have watched the last few weeks, right? Divisional round weekend, championship weekend, those teams pressured the quarterback. despite the Packers playing millions and millions of dollars to Rashawn Gary and Kenny Clark and some of the pieces in that defensive line, it's just something they couldn't make happen in 2024 as much as they needed it to happen. So hopefully DeMarcus Covington comes in and he's able to reignite that group, if you will. Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, etc. Lucas Van Ness obviously hoping for a year three jump from him because we did not see it in year two, and maybe any piece they add through the draft or free agency. So big opportunity for Covington, big opportunity for whoever the linebackers coach becomes to continue to help this defense excel under coordinator Jeff Hafley, who had a really, really nice impact in year one. Can that continue in year two? I feel really good, right? Like, I think this defense is in a better spot right now as it stands, January 31st, than I do the offense. Jordan Love was inconsistent. The receivers led the league and dropped passes, and nobody really took that jump you expected. While I think the offense can be very good and be a top 10 unit in the league with a great play caller and head coach like Matt LaFleur and a young up-and-coming quarterback like Jordan Love, this defense seems like it's ahead of schedule. And now with the opportunity with some of the staff changes incoming, I think that continues in 2025. As Edgerrin Cooper continues to grow and gets more snap count under his belt. As, again, I bring up the name Lucas Van Ness. Bad first 2 years. I'm not giving up on him yet, Joshy. Has that ship sailed for you or not quite?
I mean, it's failed insofar as I think you need to make more plans.
Yeah.
I don't think you can just say, well, hopefully he progresses. You have to make more plans.
Do you think that's a guy where... Or do you think that's a position where they address it early?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. In the draft, I was asking, and I think that's what you.
I mean, it's either that or one of these trades or free agency. Like it's such a glaring issue.
Yeah.
That you can't just go, well, hopefully we draft a guy mid round that ends up being a starter and making an impact.
Carl Brooks style, almost, right?
Like, right.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just think it's too big of a need that you need to address early. Now, so is corner. And so is receiver. But here's what I've gotten to, Joshy. I'm starting to think Packers aren't going to address wide receiver this offseason.
That's the one I'm leaning to. It will be addressed, but it'll be addressed not in the way you're hoping.
Right. No big splash.
Maybe Hollywood Brown. Maybe that's like the height of excitement, I think. And then the draft.
All right. Friday quickie, Mr. Irrelevant. Alex Drove, Josh DiMaggio, Hunter Vaughn hanging out with you. I want to get to this. You know what's coming, Joshy?
Yeah, I do.
And you seem excited about it.
No.
All right, it is time now to compare Grammy-nominated artists to athletes. We've got 5 Grammy-nominated artists I'm going to compare to athletes. Grammy-nominated artist number 1 is Shaboozy, Joshy's favorite guy, a bar song, Tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey guy, right? He's this new up-and-comer, but boy, is he corny. This might be the corniest song from 2024. You know which athlete is cornier than any other athlete? Former Badgers quarterback, current Pittsburgh Steeler, Russell Wilson. Shaboozy, handshake emoji, Russell Wilson. How'd I do there, Joshy?
I think it fits. The only part I'm struggling with is this is a new artist on the scene, and he'll be part of the best new... I don't know who I would think of as a newcomer that would be this corny, but the fit is Russell Wilson.
The fit is Russell Wilson.
He is unbelievably corny.
So speaking of best new artist, another nominee in that category this year is Chappell Roan. Chappell Roan obviously bursting onto the scene with H-O-T-T-O-G-O amongst Pink Pony Club and a bunch.
Practicing that?
Oh, dude, I've got that in my bag. Yeah. So Chappell Roan to me is Edgerrin Cooper, right? Bursting onto the scene when nobody expected it, making big hits, making big plays. Edgerrin Cooper, 2-time Defensive Player of the Week in the NFC. Chappell Roan, multiple hits of the summer. Songs of the summer. Hot to Go, Pink Pony Club.
What's the other one?
Good Luck, Babe.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, good luck, babe. Good luck disputing that one, Joshy.
This is Jane Daniels, and it's a great disrespect you didn't give it to him. Nobody burst onto the... He was in the NFC Championship game. Chappell Roan, I found out about when she had like 80,000 people at Lollapalooza. That was the first time I heard of her.
Bursting onto the scene.
And then next thing I know, it was like, yeah, everyone likes this. I said, oh, wow, okay.
How about this next one? You'll like this one. So also nominated for Best New Artist is Sabrina Carpenter. Please, 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 Espresso, up for Album of the Year. Sabrina Carpenter, been around a while, but didn't really catch her break until this past
year. Disney star?
Disney star. And then, you know, pursued the music career, but didn't really become a household name until 2024. 2023 into 2024, a guy that was waiting for his big break bursted onto the scene and now is the face of the franchise with a big contract extension in 2024. Sabrina Carpenter, Jordan Love.
This has been better last year.
Well, Sabrina Carpenter wasn't around last year.
I understand that, but it feels like we're trying to marry. Who had a Zach Bond?
Yeah, yeah.
Zach Bond waited in the wings for a while.
That's a good one.
Ended
actually
up being a star. Now, integral part of a Super Bowl team
and gonna get paid this offseason. Like Sabrina Carpenter has likely been paid all year. All right, next one up. This one's fun. This one's a little wacky.
I think I'm better than you at this.
It's the case of most things, Josh. Spoiler alert. Next one up, Andre 3000 from Outkast fame. Been in the game a while, now pursuing the solo career with a flute, experimenting, if you will. Somebody we all look at and go, that was a wonderful, talented, impressive musician at the height of his game. But now, not quite at the height of his game, trying some new things that are fine, saying some things that are fine, to go, just not as good as he once was. Andre 3000 is Aaron Rodgers, the New York Jets quarterback.
I think that one can work. I do still think he's, like, if Andre 3000, I think he does have another life in him. I think Aaron Rodgers' career is coming to an end.
It's fair.
Mina Kimes just connects him to the Titans.
He's got a house out there. It makes sense. All right, one left for you. This is my favorite one.
Oh, here we go.
Last one, Grammy nominee, athlete. Okay. No artist has won more Grammys or been nominated for more Grammys than Beyonce. But in 2024, Beyonce found a way to recreate herself, reinvent herself, creating the country album Cowboy Carter, which is up for Best Album of the Year. She's got a couple songs up. She's nominated for a ton again this year. But reinvented herself in 2024, added country to the repertoire. No Wisconsin athlete over the course of the last decade has been more dominant as then somebody who reinvented himself this offseason, adding the mid-range jumper to his game. Beyonce is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You just changed the terms of what we were doing.
What do you mean?
Why were we only going football players? And I believe you said football players earlier.
No, I said athletes.
Huh.
I guess you're right. I only had one non-football player. Beyonce's Giannis.
Because he has a mid-range.
Yeah, and she went to country. He went to the mid-range, she went to country. I was proud of that one.
You left a little on the bone there.
That's fair.
Oh, wouldn't Tom Brady make perfect sense there?
Yeah, but he's retired. Beyonce isn't.
Right, but if we're switching between sports, can
I don't know if you noticed, but I was trying to keep this a little local.
You were, but I don't know if it was so good.
Part-time Will sitting next to me. Did you see what he just did, Josh?
Shaking his head, yeah.
No, he gave me the thumbs up. He said he liked it.
No, he's doing a thing.
Are you doing a thing? You can yell. Well, my mic will pick it up.
I'm not doing a thing.
All right, he's not doing a thing. All right, thanks, Will. All right, so there you go. What are you going to do this weekend, Josh? No football on?
I'm going to enjoy my life, clean my house.
I thought you did deep clean last weekend.
There's always stuff to be cleaned, brother.
Are you boring?
In the winter, yes.
Okay.
Mitten Fest is this weekend in Milwaukee and Bayview.
What's Mitten Fest?
It is hosted by Bernhardt's, which is a famous cocktail bar in the city of Milwaukee. And they put on, it's a street festival. Everyone drinks outside. They've got vendors. They've got beer providers. All that stuff there. Thing about me, winter, don't want to drink outside in the cold. Not for me.
It's fair.
And when it comes to, like, it's just, I don't want to be outside.
Yeah, I don't either. Here's my plans for the weekend, and you have full permission, not that you need it, to make fun of me. You ready?
It's going to stop me.
Okay, here we go. Tomorrow, I'm going to play pickleball in the morning.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a big pickle guy now, as we've talked about a few times before. Then I'm going to drive up to Green Bay. I'm going to bring my girlfriend, by the way, which is the part you should make fun of me for. Getting together with a buddy, and then we're going to a mutual friend of ours. We're going to watch WWE Royal Rumble. My girlfriend will be one of two women in attendance.
Shout out to her for dealing with that nonsense.
And then Sunday, her side of the family, Christmas in February.
Whoa. I don't want to take her out, but that's not allowed.
I mean.
Hey, nobody has plans then. I love it. That's brilliant.
No offense to her family. We can just get together.
Could, yes.
We don't need to call it Christmas.
Is there going to be gifts exchanged?
There will be. I don't think I will be participating.
Will ham be baked?
Probably something of the sort. I didn't ask what was on the menu.
Is there a potential scenario here where you end up with a gift and you didn't bring anything?
Yeah, probably.
I'd bring a bottle of wine or something, bud.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Just have a few things in the back pocket.
Yeah.
Maybe, grab a couple Target gift cards.
Break
just
in case. Of emergency.
Yeah. And worst case, I hang on to them, I keep them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Money still works.
I like
wine's still
at.
Drinkable.
Yeah. Like your heads out on that. Good stuff. Well, you learn something new every day. We learned something new today. It's time now for what we learned as we wrap up an abbreviated version of Mr. Relevant. What a wacky show this has been. Hunter, I'm going to let you go first. Sounds like you need to get some things off your chest. What'd you learn?
Well, this is some good news and really cool. The head coach of the Slinger High School football team, Division II state champions, Bill Jacklin is his name. He was named the Don Shula National High School Coach of the Year for the NFC. Every team gets to nominate somebody. The Packers nominated him, and he won the NFC one. So he's going to be he was at the Pro Bowl stuff, and now he's going to be going to the Super Bowl next week. Really cool thing for him. He was alumni of Slinger, 1988 graduate, and then came back in 2011 as the head coach, and then brought in their second state championship for football. So really cool story, and wanted to share that.
I got a complete pivot for us here. That was very nice, Hunter.
Slinger High School, Eric Name of The Athletic, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Slinger legend.
Go Owls.
Buckle in.
Who do you?
A 25-year-old woman in the UK has pleaded guilty in a court case described as the first of its kind involving cyber farting. Uh-oh. The woman, Rhiannon Evans, was ordered to pay nearly 300 euros after admitting to sending videos of herself passing gas to her boyfriend's ex-partner.
Oh.
The court also sentenced Evans to a 12-month community order along with a 2-year restraining order. Additionally, she must attend 15 rehabilitation sessions and observe a 60-day alcohol abstinence period.
Wait a minute. So she was spite farting her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend?
Yeah. She was getting her phone out, ripping big old farts, sending it to her ex's girlfriend.
This might prove there's some things wrong with me. And look, I don't find the action of farting sexy by any means, but this is kind of like a sexy stand up for your man thing. I kind of respect this.
What do you mean? What's
no?
Sex? What?
Well, like she's standing up for her man in creative ways.
No, so this woman was the ex of the man.
Oh,
so
she's standing it to the new girl.
Yes.
Oh, I had it backwards.
No.
Yep.
Yeah. She.
Okay. So this is just nuts.
The videos caused the person distress and anxiety, leading to her to contact the police. The videos were considered indecent or grossly offensive. Describing one of the clips, she said, she proceeds to pass gas by placing the camera on her bottom and passing the gas. Over the span of 6 days, Evan sent multiple similar videos, each showing her smiling at the camera while passing wind.
Joshy, all right, let's say this. Let's say your girlfriend, who you live with, let's say her ex-boyfriend was sending you videos of him farting. How long would it take for you to contact authorities?
I mean,
it would take a while.
Forever.
Yeah, like I can't, as a man, I don't think I could call 911 and go, hey,
I got her bring crime.
I've got to file a restraining order because somebody keeps sending me videos of them farting.
There's also a level of it for the three of us being in radio that, like, we're going to let that keep going and make it an ongoing bit. Yeah. Just to, like, have that for content.
I'd probably just start sending farts back.
Yeah, I think getting the fart. I think we'd bro down. Yeah. Right? Like, I think we'd end up being friends at the end of that. That's that is something.
Of course, that takes place in the UK.
Yeah,
where they wear their little wigs as judges. That's weird. Why do they do that?
Bunch of prudes.
Yeah.
Been watching Ted Lasso recently. That takes place in the UK.
Anything else to add to that?
Thank you.
I love the accent.
Non sequitur?
I don't know what that means.
Joshy, come on. Keep it middle school level.
All right. Well, we're going to fix our issues. We're going to be back with you at a normal time and a normal length Monday.
Anything?
No, nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Good job, everyone.
My brain is fried. Devontae Adams posted a picture of him in green and yellow shoes on a plane about 40 minutes ago. So,
connections.
Learn that. Learn he might be flying to Green Bay.
Right.
We're back with you Monday, beginning at 12:30 Central, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison on YouTube. Thanks for bearing with us and hanging out with us on your Friday. Have a great weekend. Be safe. We'll talk to you Monday, beginning at 12:30 Central. And wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. By the way, the 4-star campaign is working. Keep rating us 4 stars. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you Monday. Peace.